Texas Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Hello, my lovers. Welcome to Dates and Mates, where modern love is made simple for you. I'm your host, certified dating coach, Damona Hoffman. And I have an absence in my presence in the studio. Ray is not here with us today because I wanted to give the fans of my new TV show, A Question of Love, a deep dive conversation, because I've gotten so many emails and tweets and phone calls from people who've been watching the show. And I have to tell you, there's one couple that I've been hearing the most about. I think you guys know Ish and Amanda are the talk of the town in Question of Love. For those of you who haven't been following the series, the concept is that there are three couples who are all at a decision point in their relationship. They've all moved in together through the process of this series. And for 30 days, they will ask each other and honestly answer a series of deeply intimate and thought-provoking questions. At the end of the 30 days, they will have to make a decision if they want to remain together or split up. And so now we're 3 weeks in, and some of the deep, dark questions and the real challenges are starting to emerge. So I wanted to have a special episode, an intimate discussion with one of the cast members of the show. She's a former NFL cheerleader. She's currently working in the fashion industry in New York City, and you see her every week on A Question of Love. Please give big smooches to Amanda Duffy.
Hello.
Amanda, I mean, I don't want to be all up in your business or anything. I guess it's too late for that.
Yeah, definitely too late.
But I have to tell you, I have gotten the most comments about your journey on A Question of Love. And so I wanted to sit down and chat with you and hear a little bit more of the inside scoop of what you're not seeing on the show and how you and Ish came together and how this process is affecting you. No pressure.
Of course.
Well, if you're brave enough to answer all of these questions of love, then you're brave enough, I think, to be on Dates and Mates. So first of all,
we'll see.
First of all, what would make you want to go through an experience like A Question of Love, where you're given these questions and you don't even know what they're going to be, but you really put your relationship on the line at the point that the show starts? You and Ish had been dating almost a year, I think, 8 months or so.
10 months.
10 months. And so you guys really dove in and opened yourselves up. What was the, whose idea was it to do this experience, and why did you say yes?
Well, let me just tell you what happened. I was in Australia with my family, and I get back, and the day I get back, Ish comes into the bathroom, and he's like, "Oh, honey," and gives me like a huge hug, and he's like, "Guess what? I have a surprise for you." I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "Well, there's an audition about being on a show called Question of Love," and I was like, "Wait, how did you get asked this?" You know. But he works on Wall Street, or used to work on Wall Street for a financial institute, and somebody came in there, and sure enough, he started talking about our situation and our what's going on and stuff, and they were like, "Wow, that sounds interesting." And so I guess I went the next day and talked to the producers, and luckily enough, we had the chance to be on the show. To be honest, I kind of thought we had asked and kind of talked enough about like the questions that would be asked, where it wouldn't be as like crazy as I would thought. But to be honest, I've never really talked to him about his culture before then and his background. Like, I knew as a child what he grew up, what happened to him and how he moved from Kuwait to Cleveland. But I never really talked about like the family and how he was raised in general. So it was interesting to hear that during all the question sessions. And also just to hear his perspective on certain things where I didn't want to ask, you know, maybe like about my family and what he thinks about even dating an American girl, because he hadn't ever before.
So I do want to talk about the cultural differences. But before we get into that, because I think that's level two, right? Level one, I'm sure everyone is wondering, because you're the only couple that's actually lived together before the show starts. And I'm not even totally clear on how this went down, even though we worked together for so long on this show. So you moved in together, and then you moved out, and then you moved in together, and then you moved out, and then now you're doing it again. How the heck did that all go down?
I met Ish on a random Tuesday night, and we kind of hit it off. He was chatting me up in the club and was like, what's your social media handles? And asked for like every single one. I'm like, do you just want my number? And he was like, yeah, I guess I'll take that. And so he had invited me to this festival 2 weeks later. And throughout those 2 weeks, he talked to me via text, voice note, which I've never had anybody send me voice notes before, and actually even FaceTime me, which I thought was pretty strange for like a new, even relationship in general. And so the night before the festival, I ended up going to Marquee to meet him, because I already knew he really liked to dance and kind of liked that scene, and so did I. So we were there and we were dancing together, and this is actually where in the first episode Ish says he fell in love with me. So from that point we were like inseparable. Even afterwards we went and saw the Halal guys, and basically next day we had brunch, went to the festival, and spent the rest of the weekend together. And then Monday came, and of course both of us had to go to work, and it was like the weirdest feeling. Like I was missing a part of me on Monday. Like that Monday, I was just like, God, where is he? Like, it's so weird that he's not like right by me. I can't give him a hug, can't give him a kiss. And so, I mean, we kind of talked a little bit. Obviously when you're at work, you can't really talk that much. But later on that evening, he went back to his place, and his friend Jose and him were actually cooking dinner, and he FaceTimed me, showing me his apartment and everything like that. And after he hung up, and I was like, I wish you were here. And he's like, be careful what you wish for. And sure enough, within the hour, he was like over in my apartment.
With a suitcase?
And then the rest of the week. And with the bag that he always carries around. He's a very simplistic person, where he has like basically a couple pairs of jeans and just tons of black tees. And that's kind of what he did.
So he just lived out of a duffel bag in your apartment. But then that didn't continue. So this is interesting that you moved in together once before and moved out. What was the impetus for him to move out the first time?
So what had happened was, he actually, when we were at the festival and we had left his friends were actually staying at Ish's place. And something happened. His friends got a little crazy, and the landlord actually was like, Ish, you can't live here anymore. And so that's essentially why he like stayed with me, because I just loved his company. And then probably about 3 months in, like the honeymoon stage is basically over by then. And it's like, you're really getting to know like somebody's irritations, what really bothers them. And I don't know, there was a point where I just wasn't happy. And the apartment we were living in, well, I originally was living in, was good enough for me, but not for somebody else. And so I actually broke up with him the first time. And after that, like, instantly regretted it, but he had already decided that he needed to like take that space. And so he took that space for a little bit of time and realized like he wanted to work it out. And he ended up getting a bigger apartment and said, since it's bigger, maybe it was all on space, you know, just living on top of each other in New York City is a little bit hard. So having a bigger apartment would actually help. And so we did that. And after, it was good at first, but then after that, we had like the same kind of issues, the same arguments, like jealousy arguments, even just like respect arguments. And that's when I kind of was like, I'm done with this. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. He broke up with me, and then I was kind of like, you know what, it hurts, but it's like I had to kind of like move on. And then,
but you got back together.
We realized that
you got back together after that.
Exactly.
You too.
Yeah.
The passion is strong.
I know.
So what did you think would be different the third time around? I think there's a lot of people listening who can probably relate to that, on again, off again, with someone in their life. And there's clearly a bond between you. And I talk about that on the show. What would make you go for it a third time after breaking up twice before?
So, it was also just on space. Like, the first apartment was my apartment. He didn't really bring much, but like a duffel bag. The second apartment was his apartment. Yes, I brought my clothes, but it was still his stuff. And so I didn't feel like it was, like, I felt like I didn't belong there, you know? And so with the third apartment, we thought, it's going to be ours. We're sharing everything. We're picking out, deciding what we want from each other's apartment and doing it that way.
That's really important. I'm glad you brought that up. And it's something actually in my blog on the 6 questions you must ask before you move in together. You ask about one another's stuff. And I always say that it's best to start clean in a new space, because when you move into someone else's mm-hmm. space, they're having to adapt something that was already there. So I think that's a smart idea. And as people are seeing it play out, I think it's clear that you're both really invested in making it work this time. I will say, Amanda, I'm going to be totally honest with you. A lot of people are feeling like Ish is not the nicest to you on the series. And I'm curious what your experience was watching the show, and do you feel like the portrayal of your relationship it was honest, or do you feel like it's been adapted for a reality TV story?
When I looked back at the first episode, I definitely thought he can be rough around the edges. I mean, you know him, so. But honestly, once you do get to know him, he is a great person, and it does come from a good spot and a good place. He doesn't. I almost, not to say that it is a cultural thing, but maybe I always like thought that maybe it wasn't. He's used to a certain way, even in Cleveland, or even his past experiences, like how he talks to people. So like with me, he's not used to that. And also, he hasn't had like a real serious girlfriend like me. I actually like was his longest relationship from then. I think he dated somebody for like 6, maybe 5 months, but not 10 months. So that just kind of shows you, like, even at that point, it had already gone past his first or previous long-term relationship.
So he was just learning how to communicate in a relationship overall, you would say. Yeah.
To be honest, yes. I mean, I've had a couple of past, like, boyfriends, and, I mean, they usually have ended up, like, at a year, kind of. But with him, he needed to learn, like, just almost how to treat somebody that he really, truly cared about, not just like a friend. Mm-hmm. He does, especially, I wish it could show and we could do a flashback to how we were, like, initially. He would not let go of my hand. I swear to God, like, he just, like, wanted me with him 24/7. Like, I had to be touching him some way, or he had to be touching me some way. And you can tell, like, when off camera, we do have our moments where it's like we cuddle up next to each other, like we love each other's company.
I think people can see that in the show, and everyone's really rooting for him to have a lot of growth in this experience. You touched on the fact that you are of different cultures, so I'm curious to know, have you ever dated someone of a different culture before, and what were the challenges that came up that you were not really prepared for with this relationship?
So yeah, I've never dated outside of like my culture in general. It was really interesting. Ish is a phenomenal cook, and having just even a different cooking culture, different style was really neat to experience. And it was like both of our first times living with each other or living with anybody. So adapting to even like his everyday routines and just how he even like treats his family or how he talks to his family was a lot different than how I talk to my family.
How so?
And that
how,
was interesting to see.
How would you say you talk to your family, and what's different about the way he talks to his?
So he is very, as you can tell on the show, he's very forward. Like, this is how it is. This is what's going on. Very stern. And currently his dad is in Egypt. And so he really only has his mom, his two sisters, and his brother back in Cleveland. So I think with him being in New York, he tries to be like the man of the household, even though he's not in Cleveland, if that makes sense. So he's very stern with his like mom, just being like, mom, you shouldn't do this. Like, especially with finances, he, trust me, he lectures me on finances like way too often during the show. But I mean, which is good because everybody needs like an equal balance. But,
I would say that was one of the biggest conflicts. Yeah. Finances was a conflict that came up for all of the couples. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're not alone there.
Definitely is. It's yeah.
So how would you describe your relationship with your family? And when you thought about being in a relationship with someone long term, how did you see them fitting into your family unit?
So my family and I are really, really close. I have a younger brother who has a daughter, and I love her to death. My mom used to travel around the country with me I used to twirl batons. And so
That's interesting.
We're very, very close. And my dad, it's a fun fact, I guess. But yeah, so we're always close. And even when I go back home, like I never want to like not do an activity with them. If my dad's going crabbing, fishing, I'm like, I'm coming with you. So it's very, very like close bond. And, I think for me, finding like a partner that actually likes doing that kind of stuff is adventurous. Because I know my family like isn't going to just sit on the couch and watch TV or something like that. Like we're definitely the type of people that go outside and adventure, try new things, and do different things. That's how Ish is. Like he loves trying new things, experiencing new things. So
what were some of the conflict points in the relationship, culturally speaking? Were there any big blow-ups around misunderstandings between the two of you and what was, you know, a woman's role or what you needed to do to observe the culture?
As you can tell, probably thus far, I'm pretty independent when it comes to things. And Ish likes to take control of situations. And for me, like, I don't mind sitting back and letting somebody take control, but like taking control all the time was really, really hard. And it was one of those things where I had to also like try to teach him as well. Like, hey, let me do this. I can do it. Trust me. Like, just have faith in me, you know? And I think that was like the one thing that he really needed to learn, especially even at the beginning. About how to like let me like be the leader that I am, and he can also be the leader too at the same time, I guess.
So speaking of being a leader, he, in addition to being being who he is in the relationship, he also had a son with a previous relationship. So that I don't mm-hmm. know how much the show will delve into it. But since this is the Dates and Mates show, tell me what that was like dating someone who had a son and knowing that you're sort of always going to be the next tier in his life must be a challenge, right? Like
yeah,
his son, like he'd said, you know, to me that his son comes first, and I'm sure that you heard that as well.
I've heard it. Yeah, I've definitely heard it. To be honest, I really appreciated how Ish told me right away. It wasn't like he was trying to hide his son or anything like that. He told me probably, I don't know, that weekend, the first weekend when we were together. And I really did appreciate it. And I think I kind of understand more than somebody else that might not, I guess, wouldn't have my brother having a daughter. Like, I know how my dad or my brother is as a dad. And like, I respect that. And I feel like, yes, it is hard. But it's one of those things where you kind of have to step back sometimes if you really care for somebody and really, want them to like appreciate you. And you'll see it does get to me a little bit. But I also try to be there because since he is in New York and can't see his son in Cleveland, we definitely have times where he gets pretty sad that he can't see him. And I try to be there for him at least.
So for those who do have children that are single, I think a lot of the people that I coach are really nervous to reveal that information. When do you think is the appropriate time to tell someone that you're dating that you have a child?
I think right away. You should actually be proud of it, to be honest. I mean, it's something that makes you who you are, and you should, I don't know, you should just be proud of it. And like, I think everybody, especially when they go into a relationship for the first time, it should be like all cards dealt. Like, this is how it is, and this is who I am right away. So you actually don't have to waste like the time.
So there was never a moment when he told you where you were like, oh, this is not what I had envisioned, or this is not what I want.
So with the son, it was fine. With the baby mama, that was another story. A lot of it probably, I don't know, for the rest of the season if it shows anything about her or anything like that, but she just didn't really like me. I mean, I guess rightfully so. But there were just times where she was just so disrespectful, and I would get texts, messages, things where it was kind of like, why are you doing that? You have no idea who I am. I'm not trying to step on your toes and like become like your son's mother or anything like that. Like, I understand, like, you guys have that relationship as father and mother, and that's it. Like, that's what it should be. Don't like kind of like bash me and tell me that I'm just a cheerleader or something like that. There's a lot more to me than that. So
if you could advise,
that part was a lot harder than him having son.
If you could advise a woman who has a child, or a man who has a child, about how they can support their, what would be an appropriate response, an appropriate way to handle when your former spouse or lover has a new relationship, what would your words of advice be?
Oof. Let's see. Just hope they're not crazy.
Right. So, but from her perspective, like, if you could tell someone like her, what would have been a more appropriate response? What would you say?
Than that.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to obviously like differentiate the relationships in general. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to appreciate that he is trying to find like love, and or she. And you should do the same. You have a beautiful son together, and that's how it should be. Like, focus on that and like supporting your son and making sure your son's happy versus like fighting around your son or just causing tension, because that's one thing a kid does not need to see is their parents fighting.
Yeah, you're right about that. And certainly, as a parent, I am always about creating a united front. So even though my kids try to do the end run around me, they're like, oh, well, daddy said no, so we're going to go to you. I'm like, that's not how it works, honey. So now you have completed this experience. I know you're not able to tell us what the end result is, but I'd love to know what your biggest learning was from this experience and what you really took away from the questions of love.
I think, honestly, I really, just overall, the overall experience was incredible. And I think actually asking those tough questions is something that everybody should do at the beginning. Like I said, I mean, time is so valuable to all of us, and time is, no one wants to waste it. And I think making sure that you guys are on the same page and very dialed in for the future, and that's honestly what I learned a lot. And also I could tell it was kind of, it was interesting actually with the, like the producers could see that I would shut down a lot. And I never thought that I shut down when it came to like Ish or anything like that, when he would start arguing with me. And it was interesting to see that I actually do that. And it's kind of like, almost like why. And so I kind of have tried to like grown within myself to even with work or anything like that, just make sure that I don't shut down and actually really communicate exactly what I need to do, and how I feel about a situation.
Yeah, I think that's a big learning for anyone. And I saw it too. We all saw it this week. I call you out on it in this week's episode. But, you know, it's something that I think a lot of people do when you get in a situation where you're uncomfortable or you don't know what to say. It's easy to retreat, but I think it's great that you're willing to go deeper and not retreat from the situation, but really dive in through the questions of love. So thank you so much for joining us, Amanda. I hope everyone will continue to follow your journey, and we're all looking forward to seeing how things end up with you and Ish.
And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. And you are online at AK_Duffy on Twitter and Instagram, so people can hit you up with their nice, positive feedback. Have you gotten positive feedback
positive.
So far? Yeah.
Thus far, yes. A lot of friends they're like, wait, what? Like, what the hell? Like, what's going on?
Must
like,
be interesting. They
so
haven't seen some of this
to
stuff.
Figure out, like, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, even I have a lot of like followers from when I cheered, and they're like, wait, can you, no spoilers, but like what goes on? I'm like, I can't spoil anything. You have to just watch and find out.
Yes. Well, I'm enjoying watching it, even though I was there for the whole ride. I'm enjoying watching it play out again. And so thank you to you. And also, even though he's not here, thank you to Ish for opening up and also for allowing you to share some of his stories here. And I think you're both great. I think you will see a huge transformation. Not you. Obviously, you saw a huge transformation. But the people at home will see a huge transformation in Ish. And so I just keep telling people, just keep watching. And you guys really gave it 100%. So thank you. So follow Amanda.
No, thank you.
Thank you. At AK_Duffy. And by the way, if you are listening and thinking, I want to do questions, I want to have a journey like Amanda and Ish got to have, you can do that yourself at DamonaHoffman.com. You can take my relationship boot camp. It's a free 1-week online course that will lead you towards more intimacy. I actually have been doing the course with my husband, and it's even been an amazing experience for me. So I hope you'll join me in taking the free relationship boot camp course at DamonaHoffman.com. And also please join me in watching A Question of Love every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on FYI. We will be back with a regularly scheduled episode next week of Dates and Mates. Ray will be back here with me in studio, and we'll have more of the technically dating dish, and all those things that you love next week. But until then, happy dating. Thank you.